This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on social media on Sunday he's staying in office but dropping his re-election bid, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
There's been a steady drumbeat of pressure from even friends and allies of President Biden in Congress who've called on him to step aside after the poor debate performance on June 27th. President Biden has endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris. In his post, he writes he believes it's in the best interest of the party and the country for him to stand down. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The announcement is the latest jolt to a campaign for the White House that both political parties see as the most consequential election in generations. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The announcement is the latest jolt to a campaign for the White House that both political parties see as the most consequential election in generations. A party's presumptive presidential nominee has never stepped out of the race so close to the election. The closest parallel would be President Lyndon Johnson, who, besieged by the Vietnam War, announced in March 1968 he would not seek another term. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The Secret Service is now acknowledging it denied some requests by Republican Donald Trump's campaign for more security at his events. The acknowledgement comes about a week after the assassination attempt on Trump at a campaign rally. After the attack, the agency's chief spokesperson denied reports it had turned back Trump campaign requests for tighter security. But late Saturday night, the Secret Service's chief spokesperson acknowledged some of the campaign's requests had been denied. The latest development will likely be a topic of discussion at a House hearing on Monday. Agency Director